we had the same three guys yesterday that were out again today, and we had some guys in limited participation as well. So no real change. You know, William Moore did not practice, Cliff Matthews and Roddy White, and then we had some guys that were limited that we would anticipate are going to be ready to go by the end of the week.
They've had some injuries, Detroit, on their defensive lines, put fairly, on IR and whatnot. But Sam Hill's got some film on him, and they've got, in the NFL, you have to be prepared, don't you, for, you know, backups to step up and play as well as the guys they're replacing.
Oh, you most certainly do. And this time of the year, as you get closer to the end of the season, that seems to happen more and more. They had, yesterday they had to make a roster move as well in their secondary. So, they're a different team than where they were in week one, just like we are.
In terms of what Calvin Johnson's able to do in space, would you say he's probably one of the most special receivers that you've seen come through,
when you put the height, speed, and range that he has, his catching radius is probably as big as anyone's, and, he creates the mismatch with the height, and he's a guy that runs as fast as anybody, so he creates a lot of issues, and most teams when they play him spend a lot of resources on trying to slow him down, but they haven't done a real good job up to this point. He's on track to break that record, single season record of Jerry Rice. So it's going to be a challenge for us, and we got to have a good plan. They're going to move him around and put him in different spots.
Coach, you're number four in the league in scoring defense. How important is that particular defensive stat?
It's the most important defensive stat. We talk about it all the time. Much like you can have empty calories when you're eating, you can have empty yards when you're playing the game of football. You can give up a lot of yards, and if you don't give up points, they don't really amount to anything. So many times I think people want to talk about the best defenses are the ones that give up the fewest yards. It's really all about points, and our guys have done a very nice job this year, and I think we're starting to trend in the right direction at the right time.
Is there any key, anything you can put your finger on in those scoring situations?
Well, I think the thing that you have to be able to do to keep people out of the end zone is you got to win the turnover battle, and we started the season very good at that, and then we kind of had a little bit of a lull, and we're starting to get back, getting the opportunities to take the ball away. When you have those fourth down situations that we had last week, those are basically turnovers. If you stop them, you're keeping points off the board. So those are the things that you've got to be able to do to keep, to keep your scoring average down.
It's unusual in the NFL to have, or even in pro sports, to have four guys like Justin and Todd and Tyson and Sam to be together for as long as they have and to be good at what they do. But cohesiveness is a big part of an offensive line, and these guys clearly have had a pretty good season, don't you think, up to this point?
They've done a very nice job for us, and the offensive line is probably, of any position group, is a group that you have to try to keep together if you can. You have rotations at most other positions in the offensive line. That truly is a unit, and they have to be seeing things out of the same set of eyes on every snap, because things change very quickly. And, Todd, as the center, he's got to be the guy that kind of directs the band, so to speak, and he's done a very good job for us.
Tony was elaborating today about Sam Baker. He says, I think, he says something like to the effect that he's as proud of him as he is of anybody on the offensive line. Went through a lot of, stuff last year with injuries and whatnot.
So. Yes, Sam's shown a lot of resiliency since he's been here in his first four seasons. He's had, a lot of injuries, and he's fought through them. And some of the injuries were public. Some of them weren't as well known. But he's a guy that's shown a lot of resiliency. And he's playing his best football this year, and he's been as healthy as he's ever been. He spent a whole lot of time in the off season, George, working on getting his body feeling right, and he had some things that he had to, that he had to really work on, and he did a really nice job, and it's paid off for him. He's protecting our backside very well.